Sophia versus the False Rulers. X observes. The Archons of Darkness ate of his armor, that is, soul. Hegemonius, Part 1. In the Forebus, the One was two. The fullness held whole worlds of shards. Rearing up, a shadow roared. Lost empires rose up from the waves. As violence spread, the light withdrew. The old ones wrote what the text foretold. The mother and the father joined. The womb contained the mutant seed. The mother called forth primal man. The primal man called forth five sons. Five intervals that sealed his fate, like a man who puts on armor for a war. Part 2. Possessor of five powers, ancient Magus, Archidencta. You who enforced the rigor of false harmony. You who conjure up the flatness of the globe. You who shrink our vision to a cone of 120 degrees. You who turn the five original senses into snares. What madness drove you to create your own pleroma? To turn light into wells of poison? To turn breath into columns of smoke? The sun and moon and planets look almost like the real ones, even though your sleights of hand have turned them upside down. You have killed the primal man and hacked apart his corpse, thus ensuring that your vision has long since met its end. Each trick you have performed, the old ones foresaw in the fullness. Do you not know that the dead are not powerless to speak? Do you not know that the primal man can turn your words against you? That what you conjured can be seen through? That what you named can be unnamed? You have eaten the world's corpse. You have eaten the fifth element, the corpse of the autogenes, the seeds of the first light. Possessor of five powers, ancient Magus, Archidencta, behold the impenetrable measure of your art. Part 3. And he, androgynous and aboriginal, removed out of himself the virgin equipped with the five powers, that she might fight against the five abysses of the dark. As the watcher was concealed within the secrecy of light, he tore out and exposed to them the virgin that was once his soul. Each abyss came with a ruler, and each ruler came with sub-rulers in their thousands upon thousands. They could not see the watcher, X. X nonetheless saw them. What they did see was the virgin, her perfect form, her glow. As clear as space, as frightening as the light that shatters worlds, she showed no more, no less, than she wanted X to see. I will remove out of myself the virgin equipped with the five powers, said X, that she might fight against the five abysses of the dark. I will lead X to believe that he gave birth to me, she thought, just as I will lead the five abysses to think that they can rule. The rulers writhed within their depths, desiring to erect themselves. They opened up their mouths, desiring to swallow her. X held her power fast. He spread her out for them, like fishing nets for fish. For each type of false ruler, in their thousands upon thousands. The Virgin played games with their memories, with their absolute belief that they had seized her, that they had made of her their plaything, not the other way around. X showered her on them, and the Virgin, full of laughter, fell on them in storms. Where she went, only shards were left. Those shards who still believed they were alive, who more tightly clutched the cultures in their hands. Those shards who did not know that they were shards. "We are strong," the rulers said. "Our cold hearts will protect us." They could not grasp how her breath had torn apart their dreams. They could not sense that their age had come and gone. As violent as they were, in their thousands upon thousands, they could not lift their dead hands to oppose her. The Virgin slipped beneath the fixed gaze of the guards, beneath the spells cast by the planets, beneath the battlements of both the rulers and their subjects, beneath the skin of those who grasped some part of what she was. To those with ears, she spoke. For those with eyes, she danced. The rulers writhed within their depths, desiring to erect themselves. They opened up their mouths, desiring to swallow her. She could not feel their hands, which groped. She laughed at their desires. She was not where the rulers thought she had to be. The Virgin spoke 5 words of power. The fierce one, with a whisper, sucked up all their strength. She crept into their inward parts. She bound them all to her, without their ever starting to suspect.